you can live out your MasterChef dream. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Denver Airport, a one-way ticket to conspiracy. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I'm excited. You know, I actually looked at flights to Denver just to go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to actually even leave the airport. I was like, can I go and just come back?
You're really isolating our Denver fans.
Yeah, we want to see everyone in Denver. Love Denver, been there. But I really was in my, like, just obsession with the Denver airport, wanting to just fly into there. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you go to the airport and you're like, oh, I have this huge layover. It's like, I want to get out of here. I'd be like, no. I want to spend time here.
Keep me here.
Keep me here,
All the flights are canceled.
Yeah.
It's just me, this airport, and history.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. We've had some fun stuff happen lately.
We got
a nice write-up from the AV Club.
That's right.
Yeah, for a Comedy Store episode.
I'm so excited. I told my parents, they were like,
yeah, they're like, it's not the New Yorker, so yeah.
Like, we don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah, so.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So that was super exciting. Also, we have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
We birthed a Patreon.
Yes. But it's funny because we were both editing it and you spelled Patreon Patron in there.
Like, probably. I think it auto corrects things sometimes. Patriarchy.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Or
of course it does.
Yeah. Of course it does. Or Patron.
Patron. And I'm like, Patron.
Yeah.
Why can't this be Patron? Yeah. But it's not. It's a Patreon.
It's a Patreon, to help us. We explain it. There's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do things like, because what we're interested in, we would like to travel to.
Yeah.
And there's some expenses. And then, of course, you know, the upkeep.
My rider.
Yeah. What's that? Like a...
I need like...
tap water.
Yeah, I need Fiji, but put some aloe in it.
Yeah.
My cat needs to be fed the finest of vittles.
Yeah.
She comes with me.
She comes with you, okay.
Yeah, you pay for it, though.
I pay for that, yeah. I pay for that specifically.
Yeah, not Patreon, just Jason.
Yeah. So it helps us cover a lot of these costs, like marketing.
Hosting, we can get some good gifts for you guys.
Good gifts. Rebecca has made it very interesting for you.
Yes.
She's really jazzed it up. She's made it, honestly, she's made it weird. If you want to be in a weird kind of relationship with Rebecca, this is going to be for
you.
You
know you do.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like, that's okay. We still want your money, so I won't text you like, in the middle of the night. That's fine.
It's extortion in a lot of ways.
It is. Yeah. So, like, do what you can. But also, like, we want to do all of these things. We're so ambitious with this. Like, I do these true crime haunted bar crawls. We want to start organizing them around the podcast. We want to travel. We want to do all of the stuff that we can do.
Yeah, and it takes it takes a little bit of money. And I think if we're not worrying about using kind of our own money.
Because we don't have any.
But if we're not worried about that, we can just concentrate on putting out more just doing more.
You guys like more?
Yeah, right?
Right? More is better.
As we haven't even...
Nothing in moderation.
Barely discussed the Denver airport. But those are a couple exciting things that have happened. So it's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. We'll have the links on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm. And that is also Ghost Town Pod.
That's right. I'm going to model the mugs when I get them. We're going to do a photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to model them.
Oh, because you're going to be holding them.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And be like, what, are you going to be like in a big bathrobe?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be like sipping tea out of a mug, looking out the window. The lighting will be really good.
Yeah.
It'll be like my About the Author picture for a book I've never written. I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm excited, though.
So maybe
I work for you.
Yeah. All right. But by you mean the collective you.
Yeah.
The royal you.
And also for me.
Yeah. Well, we want to go to Denver.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We want to go to Denver. And if you're not familiar with the conspiracies around the Denver airport, because you think like it would be like, no, it's in, you know, like JFK or like, you know, LAX or some. But for some reason, Denver, not that it's not a huge hub in a huge city, it's just kind of random.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's that low, like, people are like, oh, Denver's cool. Like, sure. Weed is legal. Mountain dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
Snowboard and
long hair.
Yeah, and like, right? weed snowboards.
Weed boards.
Yeah, weed boards.
Check the weed board?
Yeah.
For a room?
Yeah.
You need a roommate?
So,
yeah, it's this very unassuming place, and you'd think like big conspiracies would be in big airports, kind of.
Yeah. Denver, not that it's not a big airport, but I think
it is.
In,
yeah.
It's a big airport. But it's relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relatively new airport.
It really made up for lost time.
Yeah. No, they packed a lot of weirdness into the Denver airport. Originally it was the Stapleton International Airport that ran from, 1929 to 1995. So, and I think the reason that, there's conspiracies around everything.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's there is a conspiracy to a lot of people, but the fact is the airport, it got a lot of noise complaints. There's something about the runways were too close together. There's a lot of functional things that were like when we originally built this.
Who the fuck designed this?
Yeah, when they originally built it, you don't realize like growth and then you know, stuff with the Rocky Mountains, and you just don't realize a lot of things. So like, okay, well, you know, times have changed. It's the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. Grunge rock was big.
Yeah,
Chokers.
Let's go see Rent, you know?
Lip Liner, yeah.
Yeah. I just go right to Rent.
Yeah.
That's the 90s. I lived through the 90s hard, so yeah. Like I...
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
so...
That's good. I had a lot of like middle school transitions happening.
I had a lot of like 48-year-old transitions happening. Yeah. So that's what I had in the 90s.
You're as old as this airport.
Yeah. The airport has a time capsule, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes it weird. Like, why? I know it's a new airport and there's, you know, breaking ground and stuff like that. But they had a dedication ceremony on March 19th, 1994. And etched into the stone underneath an inscription, it said the capsule's contents belong to people of Colorado in 2094.
What?
Who? Why? It's like you're asking for it.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's like, what is Colorado?
I know. Also, 2094 is not that far. Like, you think time capsules, you think, oh, like hundreds of years later, they find this thing and it's these relics. It's not super, like that much further.
I think it's, you know, 94 and two, so it's 100 years.
Yeah, but that's like,
yeah.
Do most time capsules, are they in increments of hundreds? Is our...
How do I know?
Is our Patreon... Should we put a time capsule on our Patreon?
Yeah. Please support our
in
Patreon.
In 100 years, you can open a time capsule?
Yeah.
Give me the coordinates.
To help Rebecca do research on time
That's
capsules.
Right.
So, and then there's the square and compasses of Freemasons.
Oh,
so that automatically...
Wait,
see
so
that.
What's in the time capsule? Do you know?
I think I've heard... Like, there's a couple of conflicts. I think there's like... like sports memorabilia for Colorado, would it be? I don't know who they are.
Something Michael Huskies. Jackson.
Huskies. Why something Michael Jackson?
I feel like every time they shoot something into space or put something in time, it's like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I think just stuff around. I believe what they say, but I think some people have other theories of what's really in there because it's just what they're told.
Yeah.
Beside the symbol, the names of two grandmasters, or at least they say,
oh,
as
shit.
Well as a mysterious group called New World Airport Commission.
Okay, let's unpack this shit.
I know. Do you want? I want to go so bad.
Yeah. The New World Airport Commission. Mm. What do they control, or what are they affiliated with?
Everything, apparently.
Do they have an emblem, like a fun, like chaos style, like Get Smart?
I don't know. I don't know what they have.
All right.
I'm sure they got
it. If we find it, we'll put it on
Instagram. We'll put it. You're going to want to see this. In fact, if you're listening to this right now, you should be like still listening.
Googling.
But going right to the internet. There's a lot of like gargoyle art. A lot of, here's the thing. This is going to be a through line with this. A lot of these things are very unnerving for people that are about to fly. That's the takeaway from this. Like, it's like, I don't want to look at a gargoyle. Yeah. Before I fly, it's like everyone's a little bit, you know.
Like Twilight Zone, Creature on the Wing. How about creatures everywhere before you fly on a wing?
Yeah, it's like we'll bring it to you immediately
while
you're at the Sbarro.
TCBY.
Yes, TCBY, Sbarro. It's like a Chili's Express.
Just gargoyles.
Yeah.
Great.
In fact, so when we go to, when we go to the airport, we're going to have to take a lot of Chili Express breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring your Prilosec.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Prilosec.
No.
We would be.
I advocate for it heavily.
So there is a sculpture called the Blue Mustang. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is a big, terrifying blue horse, right? With orange glowing eyes.
Yeah.
It's
like, if you're afraid to get on the plane with the gargoyles, don't worry, the horse will just chase you on.
Yeah, this haunted ass horse will chase you on. So what's interesting about this horse, okay, so Luis Jimenez was commissioned to do it. It's a 30-foot sculpture, blue horse, orange glowing eyes, of course. Commissioned by Peña, who I think was part of the committee to bring in the art and stuff at the airport in general. So in the mid-90s, he was working on it. He was working on it through 2006. So it wasn't even done.
It was just a partially assembled, haunted, glowing-eyed horse.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like haunches?
Yeah, from the ground up, I'm assuming. So what happened is he didn't finish it. He didn't get to finish it in 2006, even though he's been working on it for all that time.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
A piece of sculpture fell and severed an artery in his leg and killed him. I mean, imagine.
This is a story you'd hear at Burning Man, not the Denver airport.
So, yeah. And then it was actually his estate, I guess, finished it in 2008 and unveiled it in 2008. But yeah. So he's working on it. His own art killed him by not like fell on his head and knocked, whatever.
No, he bled out.
I mean, it knew where to go when we're. So that feeds into a lot of this. Feeds into us.
Love it.
There's a lot of great murals. If you like Nazi-esque type stuff.
If you like Nazi iconography, you're going to love the Denver airport.
If you like that, like, you know, Gestapo chic, you're going to love this. Yeah, there's the Children of the World Dream of Peace mural. It's a Nazi with, I guess, an AK-47.
What?
And wearing a gas mask and stabbing a dove with a sword.
Hmm. They're like, so, cut it, print it.
Yeah.
Keep it in the...
Get ready to sit and coach.
Yeah. Exactly. grab a Dasani.
Yeah. And hold on, I guess. And then there's that, which is... And you just look at it and be like, I don't care what... Mm-hmm. Not that it's not art, and I'm not saying... But it's just like a very strange thing to have in an airport where things are generally pretty neutral.
Yes.
I feel like it's like everything's... This is very not neutral.
No.
The opposite of neutral. There's also claims that from above, like I guess from above, the way the airport is, it's shaped like a swastika.
Yes, I've heard that many times.
I think actually, I guess a claim could be made for that. There are also other things on there, so it's like a little bit of a stretch. But who knows? Maybe it was there, and they're like, oh, we better add on some other
quick, another food court. Like,
come on, I like this one.
You still see it. You see it now.
Yeah.
You keep that image in your brain.
Yeah.
Guy from the commission of Nazis that built this airport.
So there's also some interesting things that have happened in there. In 2007, 14 commercial aircraft spontaneously shattered their windshield as a presumed result of like an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP.
The shit.
Yeah. Now, you look into a little further, you know, people are like, an electromagnetic pulse would do more than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It would, decimate.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they're saying is at the time, a lot of the really stark weather conditions, because it happened to other cars, you know what I mean? So it was like an understandable thing, but some people are like, oh, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, just windshields?
Just windshields, yeah.
That would just obliterate a whole plane. Why just like... Britney Spears style, they come in and just hammer that out.
Yeah,
what?
I guess. Yeah, huh? I don't know. That's what. You gotta ignore what an electromagnetic pulse is for you to actually believe. Mm-hmm. But it sounds cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Really.
It's like a laser beam.
Yeah,
and like a science laser beam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, more questions.
Was I mansplaining?
I have more questions. Didn't help me at all.
They said it was just high winds, grit, cold temperatures, and 9 of the 14 planes had tried to take off. I just landed, one had taken off for Arthur Gate, and Denver had high winds and arid platitude climate with lots of rocks, which cracked the windshield.
Shit.
Yeah, it's common for cars, so that's. Mm-hmm. What they say.
What about giant flight cars? 14 of them.
Giant flight cars? What about them?
Like that, the airplane. Like has this ever happened to any airplane?
Oh, yeah. No. But they said it happened to some cars in the area, too.
Okay.
But maybe they were part of the people that didn't believe in the Illuminati, the new Nazi world.
This is all Nazi based. Like, that commission that created that airport must.
Yeah.
Like, that's what. Well. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
More me. You want to bring this around to Nazis.
Me.
So there's a big part of the conspiracy is a lot of underground tunnels. Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, and people are like, one of the biggest theories is that the airport was built to conceal a massive top secret underground bunker, why they exist, to be a home for aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Airbnb for aliens.
Yes, naturally.
Naturally. The cities we use as a FEMA concentration camp in the future when the U.S. government will kill its own citizens.
Uh-huh.
And then the space intended for as a fallout shelter for the wealthy. Okay,
that doesn't seem that too far-fetched.
No. Wealthy and famous should the Earth face some sort of apocalyptic disaster.
Okay.
Now, do you know who a person that kind of propagated, is that the word, or perpetrated this a lot is, you know, Jesse Ventura, Jesse the Body Ventura, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't see that coming, did you? Oh, I got you. I hit you.
I don't know what's what right now.
Yeah. I think he became governor or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can go. Okay. So he, a 2010 episode of his, I guess he had a television show, Conspiracy Theory, with Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. Have you seen that show?
Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura? No, have you?
No.
Oh,
no. I don't watch it now.
Yeah.
I just don't trust him, and I don't after this.
Right,
sure.
Yeah. But he came from wrestling, so you have to.
Yeah, I know. I do. Okay.
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
Yeah, done.
Tell me more about an electromagnet.
It's like a science laser. Mm-hmm. Like space age stuff.
Okay.
So in the episode, he visits the airport with the conspiracy theorist who claims that the space below the airport will be used as a shelter for the world's elite in the 2012 apocalypse predicted by the Mayan calendar. You know, in the movie 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Cusack, right, I think, or whatever.
Yeah, John Cusack.
Terrible movie. Like, here's one thing I remember about that movie.
Okay.
Everything's falling, literally falling inside the earth.
Yeah.
I guess John Cusack's like the ex-husband, and then there's like the new husband, and there's at the point where we're like, oh, John Cusack was right or whatever.
You say Cusack, I say Cusack. What's
it's probably
right?
Cusack. It's probably Cusack. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then the new husband with which they were like kind of like obviously riffing like in every movie. Mm-hmm. Something happens where like the new dad's Porsche falls in, mm-hmm. and he's like to John Cusack, he's like, oh, come on. Like, kind of like, oh, I bet you're happy now because we've referenced this before. And it's just like just, a house just fell inside the earth. Yeah. Are you really like kind of like ex-husband? You just razzed me by making my Porsche fall inside the earth. That's what I remember from that movie.
Wow.
So didn't happen.
Okay.
Podcasts continue to exist.
They do. They persevere. We're like the roaches of the audio world.
Yeah. And then, so it turns out that it is, which makes sense, that's where there's so much luggage being loaded, and they have, like, mm-hmm. thousands of employees. So, okay, you're in an airport. It's already mm-hmm. crowded. Imagine if every single employee was walking back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it makes a lot of sense.
By that logic, do you think a lot of airports have underground tunnels to them, kind of?
I don't know if they have... how they get around. You know, you got service elevators and stuff like that, but you got to imagine if like it's really crowded and you have, mm-hmm. if you have, you know, 1,000 employees there every day, who knows, whatever, you know, different shifts coming in and out, how more crowded that would make it. So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And then
Denver Nuggets. That's a team. Yes.
You're just thinking about that.
Yeah. I'm a guy.
A long time.
Sports. Yeah. Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I didn't even look it up. It's
it's incredible. I use incredible really loosely. Yeah.
So you were familiar with the...
Yes, I was familiar with the tunnels and the Nazi stuff. Not as much the art or the gargoyles, but the upper, like the swastika.
Yep. Just to backtrack. So I guess what they said was when they said the New World Airport Commission... I think
the New World.
Somebody said this was maybe supposed to be a comma after new. So it was the World Airport Commission is the name, and the new part is lowercase new. So it would be the New World Airport Commission. I don't know. That's something that I found in my travels. Maybe somebody else could kind of.
I'm at answers.com right now.
Oh, so just doing the big research. We need the money for Patreon so we can do the big time research.
I need the money so when the world ends, I can be one of the rich people that's under the Denver airport.
Yeah, all podcasters must be saved.
Yeah, I agree. But we really want to go to the Denver airport.
We do. We want to go. And listen, there's people out there that are listening that probably have, I've been to Denver and I just don't remember. I'm sure I was at the airport. I mean, I probably just... wherever I was at was like, let's go. I didn't stop to think. This is like my pre... you know what? I drove through Denver, so I would never have...
But I must have been there too for connecting flights and things.
Maybe we were both there. But I'm sure people out there, you've gone there, maybe you've seen it, you might have some more insight, either from Denver or you're familiar with it. Let us know. You can email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com. You can message us on any of the socials, ghosttownpod.
Absolutely.
We
want to know. We want to hear.
We want to hear from you. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, please do the work for us.
Yeah, we're interested.
Yeah, we're interested in doing less work. And if you can type up all the bullet points for us, print it out.
Can you drive to my apartment?
Yeah.
Sit down and actually just read it. Can you just read it into the mic?
Right, yeah. And then you'll just go, every couple of times. You just say, what about the Nazis? I was like, this is not, no Nazi references.
We have a plan. We're ready to go.
Yeah, we got it. So,
there's a bunch of birds fighting.
Is that a conspiracy?
Probably.
So whether you believe in conspiracy theories or not, we're not here to, you know, be, if you're a skeptic or, mm-hmm. or not. I'm into conspiracies. I'm a bit of a skeptic, but they're really laying it on thick.
Yeah,
they are. Come on already.
Yeah, I love that too. I love when, because I'm also a skeptic, but when they give you enough evidence, you're like, they're like, see, how about this? How about this? And you're like, well, okay.
At worst, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
there's no conspiracy around that. It's absolutely terrifying. It's like. Yeah. Yeah, are you, like, if you walked into somebody's house and they had that art in there, it's like, oh, I'm not leaving this house ever.
No,
I'm not going to survive. Not.
You're like, where are the black lights?
Yeah, we're never.
Do you grow mushrooms in the corner? Yeah. And is there a hatchet?
Yeah.
For where my head gets cut off.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. That was a nice.
Do you like that?
Are you just thinking?
There's
about
more where that came from. Really? Check the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Bye.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.